I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. There's a brand new episode of the Songs We Love podcast coming up after this.
When it's time to unplug, check out WUNC Music.
Let it roll and crash down low.
We've got music worth discovering, locally curated to brighten your day.
And your love is growing cold.
WUNC Music. Now featuring NPR's World Cafe weeknights at 10. Listen on your smart speaker or at WUNC.org.
I'm Eric Hodge. All year, we've been asking people in the music community to pick a song that they think says something about our home state. This week, we asked Durham songwriter Kamara Thomas.
I chose Jonathan Wilson's Can We Really Party Today off of his Gentle Spirit record. I really love this song. I lived in L.A. for a while, and L.A. is where I started songwriting. And North Carolina is where is my home now, and I'm a very kind of land-based songwriter. So this song, I feel like it's really, it's a very L.A. to North Carolina song.
Follow me down to the Divine Lakes with the canopies overhead. Lavender pick and dry. Keep the pillow for your head at night. Chase the wolf to the ragged river den where the stormy weather stays outside. The beaver still chops the pine. Everybody has a lovely time.
Jonathan Wilson grew up in Spindale, North Carolina. His dad played in a band. His grandfather was a Baptist preacher and frequently invited Jonathan to play during his services. Jonathan has always said that he loves his home state, but his career as a musician really blossomed when he moved to L.A. There he became a sought-after producer and launched a solo career. You can hear it in this song.
The first part of it sounds to me like he's remembering North Carolina, right? But he's so L.A.-based as well, so that, you know, it just has this, like, back and forth. He's talking about loblolly pines and lakes.
Could you swing me back there to North Carolina? Let me show you where the red tail flies. The broad river slowly winds. Honeysuckles on the vine. Follow me down there. South Louisiana, let me show you where the music lies. Swamp music, drink, dancing wine. Never keep it all inside.
And then, you know, he goes into the LA vibe, you know. It's just neat the way it kind of has that, you know, lollygagging guitar at the beginning, and then but wait. Can we really party today? And it's very like, you know, the juxtaposition between the North Carolina vibe and then that LA vibe, which is really, it's a weird, you know, it's beautiful, but it also, it's like very, it's almost like a siren, just like lulling you into like, you know, not doing anything. Like, let's just do drugs all day and forget that anything else is needing to be done, you know?
Shouldn't we get started today?
This song hits Kamara Thomas on several levels. She says she can relate to the North Carolina imagery, but it also has her longing for Los Angeles.
And it's usually like, it usually happens like outside of Joe Van Gogh on Broad Street. And it's around this time when, like, the red buds, they've got these three beautiful red buds that that bloom right in front of the store, and the weather's perfect, and there's a, you know, there you can sit at their outside tables, and it's right on the sidewalk where people are walking by, and it just and I always have this like, oh, this feels just like LA moment, where the weather is just very LA-ish, and the, I don't know, it just, and there's these moments where I'm just like, just let this day go. Like, just flow into it, you know?
The falling's going on. I Shouldn't we get started today?
He's saying both sides of it, you know? It's like, can we really party today with all that's going on? And the music is kind of saying, like, yeah, yeah, you can.
With all that's going on.
In that song, it's like, yeah, you've got this much time to party. And then we're going to we're gonna get back to things, you know?
With all that's going on.
After a couple listens to this song, you'll hear the intricate tempo changes, especially between the chorus and verse. Kamara Thomas says the rhythmic shifts support the dual meaning behind the title and chorus. This song stretches out over nearly 7 minutes. The first five are great, but at the end, Jonathan Wilson takes it in an entirely new direction.
And this is what I like about this song in particular, and I like to do this in my songs too, is there's this, like, you know, gooey surprise at the end where, like, you know, you think you're like, okay, good song. Thank you very much. He's like, no. We've got this entire rainbow that's about to happen in your ears right now, and then he starts stacking all these vocals.
Jonathan Wilson's song, Can We Really Party Today, is one of the songs we love at WUNC Music. We're exploring North Carolina one song at a time with the Come Here NC series on the Songs We Love podcast. It's produced in partnership with the State Arts Council. There are more episodes in the series at WUNCmusic.org, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, NPR One, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Eric Hodge. Next time on the Songs We Love podcast, writer Allison Hussey digs out a rare recording by Andrew Marlin, Emily France, and Josh Moore.
1,200 miles, its length and breadth, that four-square city stands.
So to me, this recording kind of exemplifies both contemporary folk sounds and also, you know, North Carolina's own traditions. Like, this is a very old gospel number.
100 miles, these gates are wide, abundant entrance there. With 50 miles of elbow room on either side to stand.
There are new episodes of the Come Here NC series on Songs We Love every weekend, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Eric Hodge. Thanks for listening.